Welcome to Star 102.3's Box Office Breakdown with your host, Icky, and Movie Mom from MovieMom.com. Together, they'll help save your hard-earned cash and valuable time from terrible, terrible movies.
Ah, yes, the Box Office Breakdown with Movie Mom from MovieMom.com. Your chance to, you know, get a sneak peek into what movies are actually going to be worth your time and money this weekend. So let's get into it right now. Hello, Movie Mom. How are you today?
I am absolutely terrific.
Good to hear that. I missed you. I really did.
I missed you, too. It just didn't feel right all week.
Even though I was sitting in the sunshine by a pool just having a good time, I still was like, I really want to know what's going on in the box office this weekend. No, I'm totally serious. I really did miss you. Great to talk to you once again.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
All right, well, let's get right into it with the first movie of the week, Jack Reacher, the sequel, Never Go Back.
You think you're invulnerable.
That's right. Maybe I rip your arm off, beat you to death with it.
I'm sorry about this.
Reacher?
You're here to kill you.
My men were shot by one of our own.
This is bigger than I imagined.
I was a huge fan of the first movie.
I think the second one is better.
Really? First of all, did you like the first one?
I did, but I think the second one is better. Jack Reacher is like the perfect, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. He's the perfect male fantasy because he's, you know, he can fight anybody, anytime, any number of people, any number of weapons. He's got this amazing sort of Terminator-like ability to size up the threats and opportunities in any situation. And he has no ties of any kind. He doesn't have a car, a driver's license, a home, family, clothes. Remember, he goes from town to town and just sort of
just
stops
washes
in
the same shirt every time
he can. And he's like the Lone Ranger. He goes from town to town, you know, bringing justice and then moving on. In this movie, what I thought made it fun was that he confronts the one situation he has no capacity to handle.
What?
A 15-year-old girl.
Wait a minute. Is this one going more towards comedy?
There's a teeny bit of comedy in there, but basically, he may possibly be the father of this girl. More important than that, the bad guys know that he cares about her, and so they are going after her, so he has to kidnap her to keep her safe. And she's, like, texting, you know. And she's got a lot of toughness, more than anything else, that makes him think that maybe she might be his daughter. Of course, they do a little bonding along the way. You don't really care what it is that they're looking for or who the bad guys are, so I'm not going to go into that. I'm just going to say that the movie is rated PG-13, but it's really right up there at the edge of an R in terms of the intensity of the fight scenes, and not just looking at them, but listening to them.
Oh.
The Foley guys get big props from me for the sound effects on this one of bone crunching against
bone. You hear every single little thing, noise they could possibly find to put in
there.
This
is one of those movies where, like, they twist a guy's head to kill him, and you sort of hear that spine snapping sound.
Yeah, that made me cringe just a little bit thinking about it.
I don't want to think about it. Flapping a ruler, maybe. So I thought Jack Reacher was pretty good and better than the first one.
Well, up next is another movie from Zach Galifianakis, Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Hey, honey!
Still spying on the neighbors?
Hi.
We're the Joneses.
You don't think there's something off about them?
They're both so overly accomplished and stylish.
Who are these people?
We need evidence.
The Joneses. They're not who they say they are.
This honestly looks like Date Night meets Spy, but not funny.
You have just summarized my review.
Really?
We can move on now. Yeah. Even though it's got four of my favorite people in it, I love John Hamm, Gal Gadot, of course, the new Wonder Woman. We got Zach Galifianakis, Isla Fisher, who I just am crazy about. But yeah, we've seen this so many times before, and Date Night is so much better. So this is the boring suburban couple, blah, 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 the gorgeous, glamorous couple, very sexy, who move in next door. Turns out they're spies. And so isn't it going to be hilarious when the boring couple gets caught up in the spy stuff and the glamorous couple gets caught up in the suburban stuff? Snore. No, it's like a sitcom that you've seen 10 million times.
Yeah, but I am kind of curious to see if Gal Gadot is capable of doing any comedy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's great.
Oh.
The script is terrible.
Okay, so is she one of the shining moments, that one?
Oh, definitely.
Now, I'm going to assume you didn't go see the Ouija movie.
I did not, but okay. I do have a designated horror movie attender who went and said it scared him out of his boots. So
Yeah, you know my opinion on the horror movies. I don't think they're entertaining. I would rather laugh or learn something. I don't want
exactly.
I don't want that
or
in
cry
my brain.
Even.
However, well, Good thing you said crying, because let's move on to Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Unfortunately, Tyler Perry doesn't screen his movie for critics, so I think you know exactly what you're getting into with Madea. I did cry a lot this week at movies that we'll be talking about later on. They're starting to show us the big awards-type movies.
Okay.
And let me just say, La La Land, amazing.
Oh, is that the
musical
Ryan Gosling?
With Emma Stone, yeah, and Ryan Gosling? Well, I'm not going to say anything more about it, because okay, I'm not supposed to, but I can't wait to tell you about it.
Okay.
Okay, next week is Halloween, and we don't usually get a lot in theaters for Halloween, but we do have one big one, and that is Inferno, the third movie in with Tom Hanks, the Ron Howard Da Vinci Code series. And all I hope is that Tom Hanks doesn't have that mullet again, because I just cannot sit through another 2 hours with that mullet.
Well, they completely lost me with Angels and Demons. I didn't like that movie at all.
Me neither. I am really hoping this one is better than that. I thought that one was terrible.
Boring and just drawn out. Get to it.
Yeah.
Well, Movie Mom, as always, it's a delight to talk to you. I hope you have an incredible weekend. Thank you so much for your insights on this weekend's new releases. We'll be talking to you again next weekend for the Box Office Breakdown. And if you want to check out more about these movies, you can head to starfm1023.com. Click on the Box Office Breakdown. It's all right there for you.